Shalom, Mishpocha. Shalom, family. Mishpocha is a Hebrew word. It means family. We're the Mishpocha, the family with a Jewish heart, made up of Jewish and non-Jewish people, where the middle wall of separation between Jew and Gentile, it's finally come down to form one new man. Getting ready, Mishpocha, to blow the grandest shofar or the grandest trumpet in Zion. We want everyone everywhere to hear the good news. We want everyone everywhere to recognize that the return is near. Joel Richardson, you were telling me about why you believe we are in this, having the signs of the birth pangs of Messiah. Tell me.
Well, one of the many signs that Jesus laid out that we were to watch for, and he commanded us. Now, Sid, I grew up as the son of a fisherman, so I grew up with the saying, red sky at night, sailor's delight. Red sky at morning, sailor's warning. So when I was a little kid and I looked up at night, I saw the red sky, I got excited. I said, I'm going fishing with my dad tomorrow. Jesus actually uses a phrase very similar to this, and he says, you people, you know how to interpret the signs in the skies. How is it that you do not understand the events in the earth with regard to the coming of Messiah? So he expected us to know these signs. One of the things that he spoke of very prominently was the increase of the frequency and the intensity of earthquakes. And the analogy that he used was birth pangs. And again, Sid, I have four children, and, you know, as you know and I know, birth pangs, they start, you know, you have one, and then they become, you know, more intense and more frequent, ultimately leading to the birth. And, of course, the birth is the coming of the Messiah, the redemption of all creation. And obviously, we've been looking out in the earth, and people have been asking, you know, have in fact the earthquakes in the earth, have they been increasing? Is there anything here that we should be paying attention to? And I was chatting with a pastor friend recently, and he drew my attention to the U.S. Geological Survey and the different statistics that they have. So now, let me just lay these out, because this is fascinating. From AD 1 until 1000, there were 15 earthquakes that were 7.0 or higher. That's a major earthquake. That's one every 66 years. The next 800 years, they happened once every 7 years. From 1800 to 1900, we had one every 10 months. We've gone 66 years, 7 years, now every 10 months. From 1900 to 1980, one every 37 days. From 1980 to 2000, one every 28 days. Coming right up until the last couple years, 2009, 2010. Right now, Sid, we're down to having, this year already, we've had 9 major earthquakes in 2011. At this rate, we'll have 30 major earthquakes this year. The birth pangs are increasing dramatically. You know, there is no denying it. The specific sign that Jesus warned us to watch for is coming about in our day, and we should be on alert, absolutely, for sure.
You know, we're on television in Iran, throughout all of Iran, 5 days a week with our television show, It's Supernatural. And I am told that millions of Iranians are coming to the Lord. Why is this happening right now?
Oh, the Iranian youth population, Sid, is largely, they have been exposed to the worst elements of radical Islam. They've lived under the Iranian Revolution. They've seen its fruit, and this generation is turned off. They have a disdain, largely a significant disdain for Islam and its effect on humanity. As a result, you have roughly 70 million people in Iran today. And again, 50% of them are a youth population. Different estimates are coming in, but clearly there are millions that have come to faith in Yeshua, in Jesus, in even recent years, in the past decade. This is unprecedented in the Islamic world. The fields are white to harvest, and we need to be aware of what's taking place.
Tell me one testimony of a Muslim that came to the Lord, just briefly.
Well, this story is, I love it. It's actually a whole village. I heard this one recently, where there were some missionaries that were coming to a remote village, and they were going to show the Jesus film. And as they set up their stands and they were showing the village, when they got to the scene of the crucifixion, the people were just beating their chests and screaming and just incredibly emotional. And when they had a translator, they found out what happened is that in the weeks before these missionaries came, there was a man who showed up in the village, and he had been preaching to them the gospel. And when they saw the movie, it was the man from the movie that had been in their village. Jesus himself had appeared to these villagers in the form of the actor from the movie. He revealed himself that way. He was preaching the gospel to them. When the missionaries came, they recognized that that was the man that had been in their village. They understood the gospel, and the whole village became believers.
Why do you believe God is causing so many Muslims to turn to Jesus at this moment in history?
Well, Sid, the biblical pattern is that whenever he chastises his people throughout the earth, he uses a foreign force. You know, in history, it was the Babylonians or the Assyrians. And as you and I have talked about, when he's done using a people as his rod of chastisement, he then takes that rod and he breaks it over his knee and he judges that people. But there's also the pattern that whenever he judges a people, before he does that, he calls a remnant out. And Sid, I believe right now the Lord is calling the remnant of Ishmael, the remnant of Edom, out of Islam, and he is leading them to himself. He's doing it through powerful signs and wonders. And I believe that in this, through the spirit of prophecy, we can discern that the Lord is also about to use the Islamic world as his rod of chastisement against Israel and the believers throughout the earth.
Now, Turkey is not that open to the gospel. Why do you believe that's going on in Turkey with the opposite going on in Iran?
You know, it's hard to say. It's hard to say why the spiritual atmosphere in one country differs so radically from another. The Turks have a long, very, very proud history.
What is the definition of Ishmael?
Sid, there are only four people who are personally named by God throughout the scriptures, and Ishmael was one of them. And the name Ishmael, the name that God gave him is this. It means God hears. And when you look at the story of Ishmael, this 15-year-old boy that was suddenly kicked out of his family by Abraham, he was cast out into the desert, just abandoned by Abraham, if you will, there is that orphan spirit, that spirit within Islam today, Ishmael being the father of the Islamic people.
Do you think that's why they won't refer to God as a father?
I absolutely believe that that broken woundedness that was passed on into Ishmael was cast into the religion of Islam. They say God has no father. God is not a son. God does not have a son. It is the orphan spirit that exists in the religion of Islam. And as intercessors today, Sid, we need to be crying out saying, Lord, in these last days, hear the cry of Ishmael. Hear Ishmael. Reveal yourself to Muslims throughout the world as the father and as the God that in fact has a son. And then, Lord, let us become individuals that would disciple Muslims, disciple Ishmael, into returning to recognize the true heir that's in Isaac. They would become lovers of their brother in these last days.
Last thought before we conclude.
Sid, much of the church today has completely turned off with regard to trying to understand the end times. They don't even study these passages anymore. They've taken the whole subject and put it on the shelf. And here we are. We're in the most strategic, most important, most opportune time in the history of the church. It is time for the church to wake up. It's time for the pastors and the shepherds to take this message and begin leading their sheep, leading their people, teaching them what the scriptures say on these things so that we can be a people prepared. We would understand the times. We would know what to do. We would know how to allocate our resources and our prayers. We would know how to pray. This is the most important time in the history of the church. We get to be part of it. And Sid, my heart is that we would make the most of it and we would stand before him on the day of judgment that's just over the horizon, and we would hear him say, well done, good and faithful servant.
Now, I have heard that this remnant of Muslims that are coming to the Lord, it's bigger than a remnant, it's millions that are coming to the Lord, God's going to use them to evangelize the Jew. Have you heard that?
Well, you know, the Bible says that the Lord would use the Gentiles to spur the Jewish people on to jealousy. And Sid, what more powerful testimony to see someone that was filled with an anti-Semitic spirit suddenly in love with the Jewish people.
And yet, there's a flip side. There are many Muslims that are coming to the Lord, and they're being mentored then by people that want to be seeker-sensitive, so they teach what's known as replacement theology, that God has no more plans for the Jew in Israel.
Exactly, exactly, Sid. And we need to root this out of the church, root this heresy out of the church, so that Muslims would not be discipled under replacement theology. They would be fully converted, not just to the Father and to the Son, but also to their brother Isaac.
Okay, if you do not understand end-time Bible prophecy, and that's you, say he's talking about me, I want you to get these four hot DVDs by Joel Richardson called The Return is Near, because you will, for the first time, understand Islam. You will, for the first time, understand Islam in light of end-time Bible prophecy. Even the bookmark that explains the ancient names of countries and what their name is today, it's going to open up the whole Bible to you. We're making these four DVDs, The Return is Near, available for a gift of $35. This is the Shabbat broadcast. The Lord will bless you. The Lord will keep you. The Lord will cause his countenance to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord will grant you his shalom, his completeness in your spirit, in your soul, and in your body. In the name of the Tsar Shalom, the Prince of Peace, Yeshua HaMashiach Sikenu, Jesus the Messiah, our righteousness.
Yair Adonai panav elecha v'chonecha. Yisa Adonai panav elecha v'asem lecha shalom.
To hear this week's interview in its entirety, or to watch archives of our television show, It's Supernatural, visit our website at www.sidroth.org. That's www.sidroth.org. To receive a complimentary copy of our bi-monthly teaching newsletter, materials catalog, or information about becoming Mishpucha or Chalitzim, write to me, Sid Roth, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521. Or call our order-only line, 1-800-447-2697. To place a credit card order, call anytime, 1-800-447-2697. For all other calls, the number is 912-265-2500. That's 912-265-2500. 265-2500. For a CD of this week's broadcast, send a donation of $10 or more to Sid Roth, that's S-I-D-R-O-T-H, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521.